Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States and Israel officials meeting in Washington on Tuesday discussed their serious concerns about advancements in Iran's nuclear program and agreed to the significant threat posed by Iran. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they will focus attention on the growing threat from Iran, providing drones and precision-guided missiles to its allies. Sentencing for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and George Floyd's death has been pushed back to June 25th. Chauvin's previous hearing was reset by Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill. The online court docket gave no reason, but court spokesman Spencer Bickett said the move was due to a scheduling conflict. Some women around the country are reporting menstrual cycle changes after taking the COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Even if there is a connection, that I would be terribly worried about is representing a long-term problem.
Dr. Heather Huddleston on ABC 7 in Los Angeles, USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Biden has appointed a new ICE director. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas. Gonzalez had been a vocal critic of the previous administration's immigration policies, pulling his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. He also opposed legislation in Texas that would have required local law enforcement to determine the immigration status of individuals in their custody. If the Senate confirms Gonzalez, it would be the first time that the agency has had a Senate-confirmed director since January of 2017.
Founded in 2003, ICE's stated mission is to protect the United States from cross-border crime and illegal immigration. India has seen more COVID cases in the last 7 days than any other country. A second wave has seen the official death toll surpass 200,000. Some in-country believe the actual number may be higher. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Los Angeles police officer Deion Joseph recently took to social media to write a letter to Lakers basketball player LeBron James, who has been vocal about police brutality and racial injustice. The officer wrote the open letter in a response to a recently deleted tweet by James condemning an Ohio police officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, who was seen on video attempting to kill another young woman. Without knowing the facts, LeBron got it wrong. Officer Joseph on Fox News says he understands ego and frustration.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, when they don't apologize sometimes, and it can happen to me too. I'm one of those guys where it's hard for me to say sorry because your ego, you know, gets in the way. But, you know, if he doesn't feel like it, he doesn't have to. I just thought it would be good if you know you're wrong on an issue, that you could at least say, hey, I got this one wrong. Yes, I want accountability, but this one I got wrong. You know, and the reason why I wrote this letter is because, you know, that officer could have been me. I'm thinking of four times in my career where I almost had to use deadly force on somebody, and I didn't sleep for 2 days. And one of those instances, you know, I was this close to shooting a young man to save other people while I'm going home off duty. And that would have been said about me without him knowing who I am, my heart, knowing that every morning I wake up praying that I never, ever have to take the life of another human being.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's How We Roll, and thanks for joining in, because it takes a team, you know, to be all on board to get this country back on track. I mean, we're reminded with the opening statements of our U.S. Constitution, we the people. It commands us to all be involved with it. You know, at a time in history when, you know, and I think that sometimes we need to be careful, and this, and I say this with some caution. We're at a time in our current history that we're looking back at things and realizing maybe things have been overstated. There's misrepresentations in history. I'm one to be careful about, you know, how these, you know, new revelations come up and how they're to be treated. Well, this is the case of Blaine Harden's new book, Murder at the Mission, A Frontier Killing, Its Legacy of Lies and the Taking of the American West. What an incredible story that, you know, for Blaine is a bit personal because, as he says, you know, back in the 60s, when he was growing up in Washington State, he played the part of the 19th century Protestant missionary Marcus Whitman in a school play. The myth on which the play was based, which was false, but had nevertheless made its way into official congressional documents and the pages of New York Times and Life magazine, and it was that Whitman had saved the Pacific Northwest by undertaking a heroic solo horseback ride across the country to Washington, D.C., where he purportedly convinced the president to thwart a British scheme to take the Oregon Territory. I want to bring Blaine Harden on now. Blaine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to talk to you.
So, Blaine, little did you know, here you are, you know, as a kid, participating in this play innocently and thinking, okay, this is the way history has been told, and you're acting out what you believe is the truth until you discover maybe not so.
Right. So basically, I learned, like all the other school kids in Washington and Oregon in the 50s, 60s, and actually in the decades before that, mm-hmm. that these missionaries had come out and been highly successful, and that ungrateful Indians killed them. Mm-hmm. And that was basically the message that I took away from my public schooling. In fact, the story was wrong, and it had been debunked around 1900. But people in the Pacific Northwest liked the story so much. It appealed to their sense of you know, that they were good Americans who'd done a great job by settling the Northwest, that mm-hmm. they stuck with the story, even though it had been proved false.
Wow. And so here they are. Now, has the record been corrected, or is it still one of those lingering lies that continues on in the society or the culture of the Northwest?
Well, as a writer of a book, you know, a book of history, normally you don't expect to have news developments. But in fact, there is a major news development in the Marcus Whitman story just in the past 2 weeks in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
The state had taken the decision in 1953 to choose Marcus Whitman as basically the most famous person to ever live in the state. And they forged a statue of him and sent it to Washington, D.C., where it has stood since 1953 in the Hall of Statuary at the U.S. Capitol. It was decided 2 weeks ago, because Whitman really wasn't a hero who saved the Pacific Northwest, and he wasn't a hero at all. He was a missionary who got killed by Indians. So they replaced him. They're going to replace him over the summer with a Native American.
Interesting.
A statue of a Native American, yes.
So is this a nondescript a Native American or somebody by name that needs to be also certified?
Well, the Native American is totally certified. His name was Billy Frank Jr. He died about 6 years ago, and he had been arrested 50 times by state game wardens for practicing his treaty rights to fish under federal law. His nonviolent action of fishing where he was legally allowed to, although he kept getting arrested for it, it helped push the state and federal government into honoring the treaty rights that existed under federal law. And so he was chosen by the state legislature and the governor as a better representative of the spirit of the contemporary Washington state than Marcus Whitman.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, what a great story here. So this 19th century Protestant missionary, he's now, so his statue's coming out of, the Statuary Hall, right?
Right, right. He's coming out. So there are two stories about Marcus. One of them is true and very sad, and one of them is total bunk. So the true story is that he and his wife Narcissa came out from upstate New York in 1836 to be missionaries among the Cayuse people in eastern Washington near the Columbia River, near the present town of Walla Walla. The city is so nice they named it twice. and so he came out and he served with his wife as a missionary for 11 years. It did not go well. He and his wife managed to convert two people in 11 years. The Cayuse tribe soured on the presence of the white missionaries. They saw no benefit from it. In fact, they saw only harm. More white people kept coming to their region, which scared them, made them very nervous. But most tragically, white people diseases came, particularly measles, which killed about half of the Cayuse tribe. Their tradition was that if a medicine man fails to do a good job to keep people alive, they are within their rights to kill him. And they had been doing that for generations. Marcus Whitman had been warned. He was also a medical doctor as well as a missionary, by the way.
Right.
And his method of treating people with measles was to bleed them. Which was part of his training. In any case, that did not keep the Cayuse people alive, and so they murdered him and his wife and 11 other white people. The killing really outraged white settlers in the Pacific Northwest, and when word of it reached Congress, it outraged Congress. And so they made a decision, which was a pivot point in American history, to make the Oregon Country, which had been held jointly with the British, they made it an official part of the United States, the U.S. territory. And within a couple decades, it became the states of Oregon, Washington, and Idaho.
Mm. Wow.
So that's the true part of the story. Mm-hmm. And so in that respect, Marcus and Marcus Whitman and his wife were important historical figures. Not great people, particularly, because they had failed as missionaries, and they had actually lost interest in being missionaries by the time they were killed. But there's also a false story about Marcus Whitman that was circulated by another missionary who came west with them. His name was Reverend Henry Spaulding. Henry Spaulding, about 20 years after the Whitmans were killed, made up a story about Marcus Whitman. And the story was that he got on his horse, rode to Washington, convinced the president at the time, President Tyler, that the British and the Catholics were scheming to take this great country away from the United States. And he sold the story that Marcus Whitman was the martyr who saved Oregon. And what was crazy about the story that Spalding made up is that he got the U.S. Congress to print it.
I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break. I'm going to pick it up from there. We've got more from Blaine.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Blaine Harden continues with us, a contributor to The Economist, PBS Frontline, and Foreign Policies, formerly served as the Washington Post Bureau Chief in East Asia and Africa. Wow, what a life, Blaine. Sometimes you wake up and pinch yourself and you kind of feel like a little bit like Forrest Gump. I mean, you've been in the middle of history throughout most of your life here.
And I was really lucky when I was a young person. I met the managing editor of the Washington Post when I was in college.
Yeah.
And he hired me, and I got onto this wonderful career.
Well, and there's something about history that resonates with your spirit, right?
It does. Being a journalist, particularly in foreign countries, it makes you learn history quickly and become, you know, fascinated, obsessed by it.
Yeah. Speaking of journalism, does it challenge you where journalism has found itself today? Are you encouraged that we will get out of this to where, you know, true professional journalism will reflect the order of other journalists?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in journalism because I've worked at the Washington Post and the New York Times my whole life, and I've basically seen that people who don't tell the truth, they don't work there very long. Truth seekers, people who work really hard, they succeed. And you know, I'm optimistic that a free press in the United States is important for a functioning democracy.
Without a doubt, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the deal, you know, which for me, I guess I'm a journalist at heart. My original, when I went to college, I was, you know, my desire was to become a broadcast journalist. And I hold to those early principles, and it grieves me as somebody, you know, has not, I mean, in a sense, there's been some professional relevancy, but I haven't been in the middle of it like you, but still it bothers me, you know, for all the reasons, just like you said, is that as, you know, as people who are responsible for documenting history, the truth is so critical, as we're finding out in your book and in your discovery here of Murder at the Mission, your new book, is that, you know, there's these false narratives. And what I come away with is that how many other false narratives like this are out there that we've just assumed? And, you know, what's happening, I think this is why some of the kids coming out of college are challenging the American way of life and American dream, thinking, well, maybe it's all one big humongous lie. And until we have books like yours and people, you know, like yourself who are in pursuit of the truth, you know, we've got some cleanup to do here, don't we?
I think we do. And I think one of the things that I learned from working on this book for the past 3 or 4 years is that when a lie is accepted by a large part of the American public, it can really do some long-term damage. Mm-hmm. In the case of my book, the lie was promulgated that Marcus Whitman was a great hero who saved the Pacific Northwest from being stolen by a British Catholic Indian plot. Mm-hmm. And this became part of American history, taught in history books, in the New York Times, it was in the Encyclopedia Britannica. It was just widely accepted, and Marcus Whitman was thought of as an important American figure, more important than Meriwether Lewis or Sam Houston, for about 3 decades at the end of the 1900s, beginning of the 20th century. It was all a lie. But that lie had real-world consequences on the Cayuse people, the tribe where the Whitmans live, and they were the people who killed the Whitmans. But they killed a missionary that they thought had brought them measles and had brought them lots of white people to take their land. They didn't realize that they were killing a great American hero. But in fact, they weren't. They didn't. Mm. The great American hero was invented by another missionary in a very shrewd lie that plugged into lots of myths that Americans like to believe about themselves, and demonized the other. It demonized Indians, it demonized foreigners, it demonized Catholics, and it celebrated God-fearing Americans in a way that was very, very seductive to American audience. And so the lie had legs, and it stayed around for more than 100 years. It
amazing.
Put a statue of Marcus Whitman in the U.S. Capitol.
Mm-hmm. And like you say, there's just something about a lie. And for me, what I get concerned about is that it creates a web of its own, and it has its own inertia, and it invites other lies. And you wonder, in pulling back the thread, as I suggested earlier, how many other constructs have resulted from this lie?
Well, you know, it's hard to know until you poke around and dig. In the case of my book, the missionaries who came out to the Pacific Northwest in the 1830s and 40s, they were people of the book. Mm-hmm. They wrote letters to each other all the time, and those letters were saved. So there is a written record of what they thought, what they did, what they believed, what they feared. So it's possible to get a really accurate construction from contemporaneous records of what happened. And so it's possible to tell a story that is very close to the truth,
mm-hmm.
And not based on foggy memories.
Right. So the bottom line with the Cayuse, where do they sit in all this today, all these years later?
Well, that's a good news story. After more than 150 years of being shunned and described as the miserable fiends who killed the great hero Whitman, they have sort of revived, mm-hmm. thanks to federal courts and a pursuit of their rights under treaty law. They have been able to rebuild their economy. In the early 1990s, the federal government allowed Indian tribes to open casinos on reservations. Mm-hmm. So they've opened a casino. They've made money. They've invested the money wisely, improved their social services, invested in other businesses. And they've become an economic and political power in
wow.
Eastern Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It's justice for them.
Yes. Well, thank God for justice for them. That's great. You also address, Whitman College. And this lie actually saved Whitman College from bankruptcy. What's the state of the college now?
Well, the college in the 1890s was flat broke. It couldn't pay its faculty. Students weren't coming, and there was a mortgage on its buildings that the school couldn't pay. They hired a young president named Stephen Penrose, who was 30 years old, the youngest college president in the country at the time, and he discovered this story, what he thought was a true story, at least he thought so for a while, the true story that Whitman had saved Oregon. And he thought, this is the perfect story to use in the East Coast to raise money for this obscure college in the Pacific Northwest called Whitman College.
Mm-hmm.
So he took it to Chicago and he took it on the road in New England, and it worked like a passkey. He raised the equivalent of tens of millions of dollars, saved
wow.
the school.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically never really acknowledged that the Whitman saved Oregon story was baloney. He died believing in it or saying that he did.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also a very good president, and he turned Whitman College into one of the best private liberal arts colleges in the Pacific Northwest. And it's a highly selective school. I think U.S. News and World Report rates it in the top 50 for liberal arts colleges
mm-hmm.
in the entire country.
Wow. Is there a name change coming for Whitman College?
Well, that's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll change the name of the college. You know, there are a lot of colleges in America that have skeletons in the closet, like Georgetown University. A significant part of its revenue came from slaveholding. There are similar skeletons in the closets of virtually all of the older colleges in America. So I don't think they'll change the name. They certainly acknowledge this history, and they're not covering it up.
Mm-hmm.
And students are very happy to have a statue of Marcus Whitman removed from their campus. In fact, they've been protesting about it.
I bet. Brian Harden, contributor to The Economist, PBS Frontline, and Foreign Policy. His new book, fascinating, and I love it when we're dealing with the truth and we can rewrite history in a positive way. Murder at the Mission, A Frontier Killing, Its Legacy of Lies, and The Taking of the American West. Blaine, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. and we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States and Israel officials meeting in Washington on Tuesday discussed their serious concerns about advancements in Iran's nuclear program and agreed to the significant threat posed by Iran. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they will focus attention on the growing threat from Iran, providing drones and precision-guided missiles to its allies. Sentencing for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and George Floyd's death has been pushed back to June 25th. Chauvin's previous hearing was reset by Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill. The online court docket gave no reason, but court spokesman Spencer Bickett said the move was due to a scheduling conflict. Some women around the country are reporting menstrual cycle changes after taking the COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Even if there is a connection, that I would be terribly worried about is representing a long-term problem.
Dr. Heather Huddleston on ABC 7 in Los Angeles, USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Back with you. Liz Peek joins us now, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, so much to talk about and respond to what's happening in today's America. I mean, it's absolutely heartbreaking. And just as we were talking with John Whitehead just a moment ago, is that when is enough going to be enough here that we can actually really do something constructive that will positively move the needle to where we might be able to embrace some of the old America, if that's possible?
Well, I think it's going to – good morning. I think it's going to take throwing the Democrats out of the Congress in 2022. I cannot urge your listeners more strongly to get involved in local races, to get money flowing to Republican candidates, because as long as Democrats hold control – in the House and have what is really not even a majority in the Senate, but they can manipulate the rules to be a majority in the Senate, they will drive their agenda, and their agenda is anti-U.S. I've never seen a country so willingly put in charge people who seem to hate their own country. It's amazing to me. I think it's profoundly serious. Serious.
Yeah.
All this climate change agenda, for example. What are we doing to further combating climate change under Joe Biden? We are basically going to hobble one of our great geopolitical advantages, which is our enormous cache of fossil fuels, cheap
exactly.
energy, which drives our industry, helps our consumers, helps in particular low-income consumers for whom spending on electricity and heating their homes is a higher percentage of their overall budget than it is for most people. Those are the people who are going to shoulder the burden of higher energy costs. And don't make the mistake of thinking that these costs won't be higher. California has higher electricity costs than the rest of the country. Germany has higher electricity costs than most of our country. Why? Because of green energy. It is not cheap. It is clean, yes, and it's expensive. So if people are willing to pay 2 to 3 times what they're paying now to heat their homes or for electricity, bravo. You can sign up. By the way, you know, my local utility here allows the option of signing up for green energy, which is basically, I think, offshore wind or something. I'm not sure what it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe solar. Mm-hmm. And it's wildly more expensive, but the state subsidizes it to the point where it looks cheaper. It's not. Don't be fooled. No.
Exactly. It's probably the wind coming out of AOC's office. What do you think?
I'm just suggesting. I'm really disheartened. I mean, this whole race agenda, the climate agenda, it's all anti-U.S. People should know also that the emissions from China are twice what they are in the U.S. Twice. Twice as much carbon pollution coming from China as from the U.S. And the reason people don't know that is because the left and the climate zealots talk about emissions per person, per capita. So by that definition, yes, the U.S. looks terrible. But in fact, what American companies have done in exporting their production to China is ramp up emissions and cost Americans their jobs. So when corporate America gets on the bandwagon of voting rights and so forth, don't pay any attention to them. They have no voice. They should have no voice. So that's my rant for the morning.
Well, no, I want to stay on this just because you brought up some great points here, Liz. I mean, what they're doing is, and this is what the Democrats are good. They're good at, you know, sleight of hand and wordsmithing in such a way, telling you what it is they're not going to do, which is just the opposite of what they do. This has been their tradition. It is inbred. It's exactly in their DNA. They can't help themselves. And so, you know, the thing that's so frustrating that I'm seeing people just about, you know, on the rooftops yelling and screaming. You know, first of all, they're saying, I didn't vote for this guy. And I'm going, well, how did he get elected? Okay.
Yeah.
And then you go to the graveyard and you see all the signs. I voted for him. Okay. All right. We understand. Okay. Just sidebar. But the other thing is that after all that we've gone through, what, 15, 16 months of COVID, wearing masks, quarantine, all this stuff, now all of a sudden we're going to leave our borders open. We have this migration coming in, these numbers that are just through the roof, and even border controllers saying, look, we can't control this stuff, where people have COVID and there's no mask, we're just sending them into the interior of the United States. I mean, President Xi from China couldn't have asked for a better strategy than what
better
we're
outcome.
Doing and Joe Biden is doing to this country. And
yep.
America is like, wait a minute, we're just kind of shrugging. I think there's some increasing ire, like what you're expressing, but it needs to really be coming from the rooftops here in every state of the union that this is a bunch of crud.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I wrote a piece the other day about Republicans need to start speaking up. We're too darn polite. Mm. We don't get out in the streets and protest and march. I wish we would. I wish someone would have a protest march against D.C. statehood. I would be there in a heartbeat. Against the filibuster, getting rid of the filibuster, I would be there. Packing the Supreme Court. All of these issues are issues that should get us out of our homes and rallying against, you know, in front of City Hall or in front of the Supreme Court or wherever. I think the Republican Party needs to get more in your face. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've suggested.
Well, they did. Liz, hang on 1 second, just real quick. They did on January the 6th, but that got infiltrated. They weren't very smart about, and say there, they were just doing, it's just like the Tea Party people. We're just, like you say, we're too nice. We got a problem. We're all going to rally together. We're going to exercise. Yes, our civil right is noted in our Constitution. So we come together on January the 6th saying, hey, we don't like this stuff. This doesn't feel right. It doesn't seem right. You know, can you do something about it? And because things got out of hand, the powers to be, because it was convenient for them, decided to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And meanwhile, here we are 100 days and counting almost with this insane administration. And we've got somebody there. And I heard the arguments when W was elected that he was an illegitimate president. I mean, it seems like every Republican president since Eisenhower is illegitimate, and we know empirically that every Republican president who has been elected president has been impeached by the Democrats. This is just what they do. But, you know, we allow them to continue on with this insanity, and then we wonder why we're bathing in it all.
Yeah, it's very discouraging, but you can't give up because the country is a great country. The reason that there are millions of people around the world who want to come to America is because it's a great country. They don't think it's systemically racist. And by the way, I'm sure you've seen, there have been studies done of black people living in America who've done extremely well for themselves. Mostly they're from other countries. You know, you come from Nigeria or you come from Ghana or from Barbados and you work and try hard in the United States and you can get ahead. What is it about our domestic African-American population that they can't succeed? What, is it really racism? No, because those other people would have had the same experience. The problem is the black leadership constantly tells all black Americans that they are injured parties, that they are victims, and that they can't get ahead. Their message is so profoundly bigoted, in my view, and so profoundly negative that it is no wonder that we really have a problem in this country. And sadly, I mean, I don't know about you, but I really felt that racism was not a big deal 5 years ago. My kids, who are now grown, are truly colorblind. They have black friends, white friends, doesn't matter. Right. They don't care. Right. But now, all of a sudden, it's top of the agenda. Why is that? Every American should be asking them, why do Democrats want to push the race story? And it's because it gets votes. It gets black voters out, they think, in big numbers to elect Democrats. That's it. That's the bottom line.
It works.
No matter what harm it does to the country.
Exactly.
It's doing huge harm.
Yeah, exactly. Did LeBron James help us or hurt us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I refuse to even talk about it. It's so infuriating.
It really is. I mean, you talk about his value, whether it's to the NBA or, you know, to the society at large. He certainly isn't a Michael Jordan by no means. It is quite shocking. We've got more from Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yeah, but the one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
Boy, I'll tell you, that lays it out and reinforces what you were saying earlier, Liz Peek, is that the ruling political class has the American people right where they want them, at each other's throats. And we have got to take back control of our government. This is a government of, for, by, we, the people, and it's not working. It is not working anywhere close to the way our founding fathers wanted it to work, and you've got this ruling class that is happy the way it's going because, you know, they can still, you know, shut down our Second Amendment rights, but they're still protected, right? Maxie Waters wants to go to Minneapolis. Yeah, exactly. Make sure I got police. She wants to defund police, but she wants to make sure she has police, right?
Yeah, I mean, how doesn't anybody care about the cynicism of that? Or, I mean, the cynicism of Congress generally, who went completely nuts when there was a few people, a couple of hundred people who broke into the Capitol. AOC thought she was going to die, all this anguish, and they celebrate a cop that gets killed. He didn't actually get killed by these protesters in the Capitol. He actually died of natural causes, probably brought on by the stress of what was happening. But nonetheless, it was all, and they went to great lengths to honor this man and celebrate this man. Is that the only good cop in America? The dead cop from the January 6th riot? All other cops are evil and racist? Come on. I mean, you know, I think there's a terrible risk of what's going on. One, the Derek Chauvin trial, it should have been celebrated as justice being served, okay? I think most people, having seen that video, felt that something was profoundly wrong by what this guy did. Okay, so the courts decided, the jury decided he was guilty. All right, fine. But unfortunately, that guilty verdict was taken then by the liberal media and social media giants as meaning that they were vindicated. You know, that this an example of terrible cop racism, and now they're going to use that verdict to go after other cops. Even this poor woman, and I do say poor woman, the one who shot a black kid who was trying to get away by mistake. She thought she was tasering him. Well, you know, how we're going to charge that woman who's been a cop, I think, for 20-something years. Perfect.
Over
record.
20 years, yeah, exactly.
How can we possibly think she went to work that day wanting to kill a black kid? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But now what's going to happen? Cops are going to be even more anxious, more worried about making a mistake because they know something terrible can happen to them if they do. So they hesitate. And what happens when they hesitate? Someone can get killed, you know, like the young woman who had a knife and was about to stab another young woman in Ohio. I mean, that's a tragic thing to happen, but she shouldn't have had a knife and trying to stab another teen. I mean, come on.
Right.
Anyway,
that's the thing. These things don't happen on their own. I mean, you have to look at them in context. Chris Rock did a great video. I think I shared it with you. I told the audience about it, about how to not get he says it in his own terms, your butt kicked by the police. And it's hysterical, but it's true. I mean, it's just common sense.
Yeah.
You know,
arrest, right? Don't try to
beat
the scene. Don't bring out a weapon of some sort. You know, look,
common sense stuff, but it's just like, wait a minute, you know, you set yourself up against people who, like you say, I mean, here they are, they got a gun, and maybe you do, but maybe they're more proficient with their gun, and oh yeah, they got backup. So, you know, what are you thinking that you want to get in the face of a police officer? The other thing that I've noticed, Liz, and I don't know about you, is women in general, I mean, this is the sad thing for me. It's like, what is going on with the women in America? I mean, you see them at the head of these riots and things are going, and they're in the face of police officers yelling, screaming, cussing, and all this stuff. And go,
you know, it's
wow.
I was just thinking before I got on the phone with you about really who is driving this bus? Who is the group, the voter group that is so woke and who's so concerned about black lives and stuff? It's not actually black people. I mean, black people are, yes, they're out there in some degree. It's young, white, liberal, highly educated women who have been who are unfortunately also very ignorant, and they don't read anything but what their influencers tell them. I mean, they are, when a whole generation can be told what to wear, what to eat and what to believe by influencers, that tells you a lot, right? I mean, most of us kind of want to make our own minds up. But that is who is driving corporations. I know the head of a very big company whose company is dealing with all this kind of pushback from, you know, having to get involved in racism and stuff like that. And he says, look, the people who I have to deal with are 20 to 35-year-old white women. That's who it is. And so we could probably spend an hour psychoanalyzing all these young women who don't have enough real concerns in their lives or somehow are miseducated or just don't read up and don't, or they've been indoctrinated in school. I don't know. I'm sure in their heart they think they're doing the right thing. They are not.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, this is a windfall profit for them.
And the
women, like you say, these liberal white women have opened the door to all this race hustling that's going all over the place. The thing that still galls me is you got Benjamin Crump on the microphone, and he's the attorney that literally lied to the courts and everybody. I mean, in a courtroom, in an official court proceeding, he lies, he switches out a witness to the Trayvon Martin case, and this guy lives another day, and he's making bazillions on all this race hustling that's going on. Are you picking kidding me?
Well, let's talk about Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton came on my radar screen when he perpetuated an entire fraudulent hoax about a white district attorney, I think, raping Tawana Brawley. And it was all made up. Tawana Brawley made it up. But he ruined this guy's life, and he's never apologized. I mean, it was entirely fabricated. So how, and by the way, he's a tax cheat. He's such a horrible person. How is it people, how is it he meets with the president? I don't get that. I really don't get it. We're celebrating the worst people.
Well, and the thing is that when you look at, and the Democratic Party is loaded with tax cheaters. Even people are in Congress. I mean, every once in a while we get the readout of all these Congress men and women that owe money to the government. And go, wait a minute, we're paying our taxes, and these people, they somehow feel so entitled. Well, because Nancy Pelosi said, hey, look, we're so fortunate. These people are so brilliant. They've got like three or four other job offers they could be working at. And I'm going, hey, go find one. Go accept the job offer. Get out of here and give us some peace. One final thing I wanted to address was something you wrote about, and this is how Joe Biden has been embarrassing himself. You kind of touched on this a little bit, but I want to unwrap it. We got about 2.5 minutes left. How he's embarrassing himself in our country when it comes to Russia and Putin.
Well, look, I mean, he's losing, right? Putin has made a mockery of Joe Biden, giving him an unsolicited and extremely ill-advised invitation to a summit. You don't do that as president, particularly with a guy who's desperate for that kind of recognition from America's president, unless it's all set up. And what Putin did, he said, yeah, you know, we'll think about it. I mean, it's totally humiliating. We've been humiliated by China, our diplomats have, and now we are being humiliated by Russia, who is amassing enormous firepower on Ukraine's border, ignoring everything that Biden is doing. And Biden could do one thing. He could basically back our oil companies to increase production. Instead of taking federal acreage off the table, they should be putting it back on and say, ramp up production, keep oil prices under wraps. That hurts Russia. Russia's 40% of their economy is oil and gas. They've been in very bad shape these last many years as American production went from 5 million barrels a day to 12. That drove prices down and made Russia poor. That is the single best thing Trump did to hurt Russia. Never gets any mention anywhere, but it's completely true. I want to say one thing before getting off the phone. I am tweeting, you may have seen it, about May 15th, encouraging people to stay off of Twitter and also Facebook and Instagram. Don't go on big tech on May 15th. I'm hoping that somehow we will begin to tell big tech we do not like being censored. Take just one day off. It's not a boycott. It's what I would call a show of strength, a guy against these bad companies that are truly not working in America's interest. But if you think you're wrong, I'm wrong. Read up on
I'm in full support of that, Liz. And thank you for doing that and leading the charge. And we'll continue to promote that. May the 15th, save the date, get activated. We need to let big tech know that this is unacceptable. And meanwhile, we continue to start to see more platforms, although Mike Lindell, his platform was hacked on the first day that it was opened up. But there's others. I mean, there's just too much other outside influence outside of the traditional big tech, and we're sick and tired of them, you know, controlling our culture and our environment.
What we hear. It's unbelievable.
Without a doubt.
Not acceptable.
You got it. I'm with you. Liz Peek, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of